And that has led to perhaps a little more security than we've seen before, although the security posture for an event with the sitting vice president is always going to be a little different than it is for a former president.
That rally outdoors today, the Democratic duo stumping in Wisconsin and Michigan. Same for Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, who slammed the VP's pick earlier today near Detroit.
What Kamala Harris is telling all of us by selecting Tim Walz is that she bends the knee to the far left of the Democrat Party. She's done it every single time in government. She's done it in who she selected as her VP nominee. And she will do it if the American people give her a promotion to President of the United States.
Tropical Storm Debbie's still lingering over Georgia, but has already started dumping torrential rains on the Carolinas. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore's in Charleston.
Because of the curfew that went into effect and because of the blocked roads, we had zero water rescues here in the city of Charleston, even though as many as 60 streets flooded during this storm.
North Carolina could get up to a foot of rain. California is celebrating the success of its new earthquake early warning system. It alerted people in Los Angeles about 10 to 15 seconds last night before a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit. That's giving them enough time to take cover. British police are bracing for a new round of far-right anti-Muslim riots. CBS's Ian Lee reports from London.
Police say there could be as many as 100 protests across the UK today, and these have the really very real potential to turn violent. We've seen riots over the past week as far-right protesters square off with police. Politicians have promised swift justice, and authorities are mobilizing an army of police to deal with the unrest.
The violence following the deaths of three girls killed in a knife attack. The family of one of those killed in a submarine implosion last summer is suing.
The family of a French explorer on the trip has filed a wrongful death suit seeking more than $50 million. It accuses the submersible operator of gross negligence. Five people died when the Titan sub imploded during a voyage to the Titanic wreck site.
CBS's Cammie McCormick. And a man in Australia is in court for allegedly stealing about $400,000 worth of Bluey coins. The animated show is huge, which is why those coins are now going for 10 times more than face value online. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a situation in Kenosha late this morning. Flight for Life was called in response to a structure fire and the report of a single gunshot. Racine's beaches are closed due to dangerous currents and high waves, while Kenosha's Eichelman Beach and Pennoyer Park are closed because of high bacteria levels. Officials are telling people to avoid swimming in Lake Michigan until conditions improve. The primary election is approaching with the deadline to request an absentee ballot tomorrow. Voters can find information about their ballots and polling places at myvote.wi.gov. Big Lots is closing 7 stores in Wisconsin, including the location in Mount Pleasant. The retailer plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. Racine Unified has launched a new app. It's designed to enhance communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jordan Love will play this week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland in their first preseason game, and Matt LaFleur has decided he wants to see Jordan Love take some snaps in the game. The quarterback's reaction at his locker.
You know, I'm excited just to be able to get back, get the feel of the season getting started. So get out there, see how long we're out there. But anytime you get to be on the field, I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, work on things, get better.
And it looks like his right tackle, Zach Tom, is ready to go after tearing a pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Zach Tom asked if he's had any contact in pads yet.
I was doing that all last week. You could say that was like the last hurdle. They wanted to give me some live-ish reps. You know, that was good. That was good to prepare me for this week. And now we're obviously to the next step, which would be me playing in the game.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Braves in Atlanta after a huge win for Milwaukee last night, 10-0. 7 scoreless innings by Colin Ray. The Braves outscored 17-0 in their last 2 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather.
Those
mostly sunny and quite mild today. High temperatures climb a little warmer than yesterday to the upper 70s. New clouds building in overnight as a cold front approaches tomorrow morning, bringing chances for scattered showers through the afternoon. Clearing by early evening, a sunny weekend lies ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. What a gorgeous day. Sunny and 75 today. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 64. Love it. Here's Otis Redding on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay,
watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a darker bay, wasting
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
You
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN, it's the Spinners, and could it be I'm falling in love? Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's check in with Don Rosen, see what's coming up on his show tomorrow.
Hey, Kurt, Thursday morning, Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, will be in studio. She'll discuss upcoming events and the new businesses coming to Downtown Racine. That's Thursday morning on WRJN.
All right, the Don Rosen Morning Show, tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Four Seasons with Sherry. That song originally was called Terry. They played it over the telephone for their producer, Bob Crew, and he liked everything about it except the name. They tried a few other names, including Jackie, after Jackie Kennedy, but ended up on Sherry. Here's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. The solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well, love's a small word, part-time thing.
House of Rise.
other radio station covers Racine News like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaign in Wisconsin today. The Democratic ticket made its debut last night in Philadelphia.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Harris and Walz are scheduled to speak in Eau Claire sometime around 1 in the afternoon. Republican running mate J.D. Vance will also speak in Eau Claire. Stay with Civic Media for live coverage. 4 hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about a call to Flight for Life, a fire, and a gunshot in Kenosha late this morning. The helicopter was called in at about 11, a short time after the report of a structure fire at a home between Bullen and Bradford. An initial report also includes information about a gunshot with no threat to the community. More updates when we get them. Racine's beaches are closed for swimming today because of dangerous currents and high waves. In Kenosha, Eichelman Beach and Point Oyer Park beaches are closed due to high bacteria levels. Simmons Island Park is under caution. Officials are just urging people to stay out of Lake Michigan water until conditions improve. The Kenosha County Board has a new member. Julia Robinson was appointed last night to the vacant 5th District seat. She previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health. There were 7 people that applied, and she was picked by the board chair. Last night, other supervisors gave their okay. Her appointment fills the vacancy left by former supervisor Brian Thomas's resignation. The Robinson appointment will last until the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite mild today. High temperatures climb a little warmer than yesterday to the upper 70s. New clouds building in overnight as a cold front approaches tomorrow morning, bringing chances for scattered showers through the afternoon. Clearing by early evening, a sunny weekend lies ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Song is about you. You're so vain.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Well, according to a survey, the United States ranks fifth in the number of kids who eat French fries every day and third in the number who eat candy every day. This is outrageous. I think we need to contact all the fast food companies and tell them to candy coat their fries so we can be number one at something.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Yeah. What a day.
Timeless Hits and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Great win for the Brewers last night, 10-0 over the Braves in Atlanta. They're going to be back in action tonight. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
Tommy James, dragging the line on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Cookie Monster's real first name is Sid. All right, now that's true and false. I found at least two clips online. One, they called him Sid. And the other one, they called him Harry.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, this week, O&H Danish Bakery is introducing their new brownie Kringle. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
Down love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 down hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl that throw my love away, but I still love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will campaign at a big